The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Shalom, shalom, Rolene Marks. A clear, crisp line is what I'm hoping for this afternoon.
Well, you know me. You know how feisty I can be. And I read those technical gremlins, the Riot Act, and they're in the corner of my office shivering in fear.
They are indeed, and you sound like you're sitting across the way from me, and this is perfect. So here goes with a massive smile on my face, because I got you clear. Let's talk about the fact that your vaccines are working, because clearly your government is easing restrictions.
Our vaccines are working, and actually very interesting story in the Daily Mail. Yes, I do check my Daily Mail for other news other than getting my royal fix. I do confess to that. A fascinating article about the fact that there are countries pulling away out from the EU regulations, Denmark, Austria, and coming to Israel, hoping to come to Israel this week to talk about vaccines and the production and the dissemination of vaccines, because we are the leading country. And not only are we the leading country in vaccinating our civilians, all civilians, including our minority populations like our Arab community, and we also, everybody, vaccinating Palestinians, Palestinian workers that are coming in. We're sending vaccines into Gaza and to the West Bank for anybody who's keeping count. In fact, we had a very naughty admission from the Palestinian Authority earlier today that they had to acknowledge that some of their vaccines went to government officials rather than their healthcare workers. So naughty, naughty.
Right, very interesting, because even Bernie Sanders apparently weighing in quite happy with what Israel's doing vis-a-vis Palestinians.
Well, that wasn't his opinion a couple of days ago. Bernie Sanders jumped on the bandwagon and said, you know, Israel must vaccinate Palestinians. And he was roundly told, excuse me, Bernie, maybe you need to remove your mittens or, I don't know, uncross your legs or change your folding chair or stop looking at at memes about you and actually look at the situation on the ground. BBC as well. BBC issued an apology a couple of days ago as well for misreporting the fact that Israel was responsible for vaccinating Palestinians. We're waiting to hear if we have any apologies coming from executive producer of Saturday Night Live, Lorne Michaels, and the writers and the crew there as well. Just saying, but amazing how the Palestinian national soccer team received vaccines before healthcare workers in the territories. This is as numbers are on the rise there. But, we are successful. You can actually sense it here. We can feel it here. Look, we do have certain sectors of society who don't want to be vaccinated, and the infections in those areas are still high. But on the whole, our stats are looking good. We are the laboratory for the whole world. So, dear world, you are welcome. And it looks like we're seeing incredible cooperation or momentum coming from the EU, fed up with some of the infighting and some of the wearing of omelets, or in some countries, omelettes on their faces because of their vaccination program. And they're heading to Israel to come and talk to us. Nevertheless, our coronavirus cabinet is set to meet momentarily to discuss how to open up the airport. I know this will be a welcome decision for many people who want to get to Israel. The rationale given is that we want to open to any citizens who might be abroad so that they can return home for the election later this month. Also, we have Pesach later this month. It kind of crept up on me and went boo when I was in the supermarket today. I wasn't quite prepared. I mean, it was just last week. It seemed that it was Purim. But anywho, we're hoping to open our airport. There are many cases of people wanting to get into the country on humanitarian reasons as well that haven't been able to come in. So at the moment, what we do know is that if you have been vaccinated or can prove that you have recovered from coronavirus, or you can bring a negative coronavirus test done no more than 72 hours prior to arrival you will be allowed to come in. You'll also be given the option whether or not to quarantine in a hotel or be monitored electronically with a fabulous surveillance bracelet. Don't tell me we don't let you know how you can accessorize during a pandemic, because we do.
And Rolene, you can even get on a boat by the sounds of it. It looks like Israel is going to become the center of the world's cruising industry because of your vaccination process.
Well, this is it. If you have a green passport, if you are vaccinated, you will be able to jump aboard the, what's it, the Royal Caribbean or Caribbean, you know, depends on how you choose to say it. But incredible effort here. We have more than half of the country that has received at least one dose of the Pfizer vaccine. In fact, last week it was about 70% of the country. That's probably a lot more higher this week, because we have seen an increase in the amount of people going for their vaccines. But also very welcome news that on Sunday, restaurants, cafes, event halls will be opening up to the vaccinated.
Ro, we need to move on because there's so many important issues to discuss this afternoon. Nothing could possibly be more controversial in the state of Israel than the recent Supreme Court ruling recognizing reform and conservative conversions, albeit for the purposes of immigration only. But nevertheless, that must have been explosive.
It is explosive, and it's a landmark ruling, and it is explosive for a number of reasons, because first of all, it does break the orthodox monopoly on what is an official recognized conversion. And also, you know, it fits in with our law of return. And it's very interesting to see the debating going on online amongst people who are pro this, who are some people who are against it. So it is at the moment for the purposes of Aliyah. I think it also is to go a long way to healing perhaps the rift that or the chasm that has been growing between Israel and American Jewry over the last couple of years. You know, many Jews in America are either reform or conservative, and there have been long going issues around this, but we have heard from Orthodox political parties some very, very appalling words from yes. some of their members yes. earlier today with regards to conversions. An apology was forthcoming, nevertheless, disgusting rhetoric coming out there.
Is this that awful afraid. Comment about shiksas and go tear your
that
clothes?
That would be the
okay.
one.
That would be the one. Okay. That yeah. No, wasn't impressed. One. United Jewish Torah, whatever he was.
From UTJ, yes, from United Torah Judaism. This is March. It is the month of women. So I am not going to use this platform to be to use appalling language that is downright offensive, but an incredible ruling, 8-1. Only one justice, Noam Solberg, dissented from it. He said he does agree with the legal conclusion of the verdict, but he says he wanted more time for the government to pass legislation. So it wasn't a disagreement. So it is quite controversial. And let's see what is going to happen. But we do have...
It could have a massive effect on your electioneering. That it could do, because they are those partners of the coalition who are going to want to legislate against this.
They are going to be, and they've stated that is their intention, is to push... turn this, but it's also sure. very important that we keep our judicial and our legislative bodies separate, that we do have an independent Supreme Court. This is one of the criticisms that Prime Minister Netanyahu roundly faces in an election period, is trying to control our Supreme Court, which is one of the most respected in the world. Very, very interesting, and we'll see if this... if this extends to other issues where we do see major divisions.
I can't wait to talk about this last topic this afternoon. How fascinating. BBC political host panel debating if Jews are an ethnic minority.
Well, I want you to just ask the question of all our listeners, many of whom come from ethnic minority communities. How would you feel if it was you and your identity that was up for discussion and debate on a panel on the BBC, is known for its previous indiscretions as far as anti-Semitism is concerned, without a Jew being on that panel? It is absolutely appalling. The Board of Deputies from England weighing in, they released a statement saying that they are absolutely disgusted and disappointed at the lack of sensitivity. And they said, you know, Jews have been singled out for anti-Semitism and mass murder based on the fact that we are an ethnic minority. You know, millions of us have lost our lives in persecution, and we see an exponential rise in anti-Semitism today based on the fact that we are an ethnic minority. And the gall, the disgust and disgrace of the BBC to even debate this, especially in light of the recent history of anti-Semitism in the UK, is absolutely beyond me.
I'm just a little bit speechless, but that's okay, because it's 5:30, so we have to leave it there anyway. Rolene Marks, that was a super full Israel report. Look forward to doing more of the same tomorrow.
You know me, Simon, if I can't raise your blood pressure and render you speechless, I haven't done my job.
You did your job.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.